Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 68, Love Holds No Grievances, the Course is reminding us that when we hold grievances, we literally block the light of God from our awareness. We block our prosperity, we block our happiness, and we block our health. In every way, we turn against ourselves. Now, what it is not saying is that we should condone wrong actions of another. When we hold grievances, we tend to tie our grievances with the action and ultimately with the person. And what you are not asked to do is simply act like the action does not matter, the one that called for the grievance. What you are asked to do is to remember that whatever the action was, it has never altered you. It cannot alter you. That you are the light of God. You are the holy child of God Himself. There is not one thing of this earth, there is not one person or circumstance that can alter your true reality, the natural essence of who you are. If you knew that this other person who has done something that has been so challenging or wrong could not in essence alter you or take from your wealth or your well-being or your happiness, then you would probably be willing to release your grievance. Today we ask for the strength and the wisdom to understand that releasing grievances is the way that we free ourselves. This does not mean that you become a doormat and that you let people walk over you. It's quite the contrary. Today, as you recognize that all the power of God dwells within you, and this has never been diminished or taken from you by another person or situation, you are reclaiming the power that dwells within you, and the situation as you see it outside of you will begin to restore and heal. Today, let's leave a space for this, a willingness to see the other person or the situation as healed and whole and filled with light, that the other person can only be a blessing in our lives. Now your ego would say that you are in denial, and that if you do this, that you will likely experience more pain, or that you will bring your guard down, so to speak, and be open to more damage and misery. But the Course is not asking you to put up your guard or take down your guard. It is asking you to recognize that no guard is needed whatsoever, because the power of God dwells within you and there is nothing else. There is no opposing power. When this is understood, all that you see will represent love around you. Today, let us recognize that whatever we hold in a grievance, this is the place where we have turned our power over to another, and that we are accepting the idea that somehow we are powerless. And today, let us reclaim the truth about ourselves, that we may be free and experience the love, prosperity, healing, wholeness, and completeness that God has willed for us since time began. Love holds no grievances.